And so Yahweh gives us the perfect power, that feeling of the Spirit. He says, submitting yourselves one unto another in the fear of Yahweh. Now, do we do that? Submit ourselves one unto the other in the fear of Yahweh. Now, that's what he said. Submitting without fighting. Just submit yourselves to one another in the fear. Because you know that if a brother is a brother, he's a brother. He will not do you wrong, a sister. And if they do you wrong, suffer the wrong, that he may be glorified. We don't do that today. And that's wickedness, saints. I say to you all, you better begin to search your hearts. Every last one of us. You better begin to search for the leaven, because you don't you understand that a little leaven leavens the whole lump. Just a little leaven. Just a little leaven. Doesn't take much. Doesn't take much. Does it? And that's why he sent his son to sanctify us by the word of faith. And we must be sanctified. And I'm telling you, saints, it's going to take a preacher in this hour. He's going to have to be a preacher too. You're not going to go out there and establish your own religious, perverted ways. You're liars. It's not going to work. Oh, Satan loves that because he's going to draw you into perdition. That's what Judas did. They're not saved. They don't love Yahweh. They don't even love truth, this wicked world. And that's the truth. You know why you don't have much love in your heart? I want to show you why. Romans chapter 5. I will show you why there's not much love in your heart. You love those that you like, but you don't even love them. That's wickedness. To love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Should a mother love her daughter any different than she loves me or a son? That's what Scripture says. So when a man gets that kind of heart, then he has the love of Yahweh. That's why many don't have the love of Yahweh in their heart. And they don't have the Spirit. That's the truth. That's the truth. Because my daughter is more important than your daughter. If that's the truth. Or my son. I would die for my son. With no greater love than this, than a friend will lay down his life, or a brother will lay down his life for his friend. That's great love. He never told you to love your sister, brother, more than you love any saint. He told us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves, as you love thyself. And you to love your wife as you love thyself. So what is the love between different this sister and that sister? Is the love, it's a pure love, it's just pure. I know what trash we've been taught. It's just pure. Well, Pastor Robert said, you know, that's my baby. Is that so? But what does the Scripture say? Young ones, you obey your parents in your way. We have parents over us. Do we obey them? Sure we do. And then you will watch another son. You will say, damn him to hell. He's right. And your son, you say, well, I know he's a little corrupt, but that is my son. You're wicked. You're wicked. You're wicked. You're wicked. That's my mother. No. I love my mother more than you love yours. Because I was honest. I told her, oh woman, you die this way, you're going to hell. And that's the truth. You're going to die in your sins. And in hell, you're going to lift up your eyes. Well, I know God. No, you don't know him. Because if you knew him, you would not live like that. You will not do those kinds of things. That's wicked. That's wicked. You see, reproof brings light to things. That's what it does. And we are people that will not reprove because we're so full of sin and lies and corruption. First of all, it's people that are foolish. They have not known him because they're sottish. They're so stupefied. They're so ignorant. They have no understanding. No one said why. Because they give him no time. He is not even important to this generation at all. He has no love or fear with this generation. None. Because they don't love him. It's a very strange thing to find a few that possess some desire to know him. They don't love him. And so what you must do, you must speak a word that is conducive and favors the flesh. All flesh is as grass. It's going to hell. It's going to be burned in fire. It's going to be consumed away. That's why we're going to have to put on a new body. There's no corruption, must put on incorruption. There's no mortality, must put on immortality. It's going to be changed. At the moment of a twinkling of an eye, it must be changed. And so this generation today, you speak things that satisfy the flesh, they will reverence you. I listen as I go on. I scan the dial and listen to many preachers. And I was listening to this one that he talks about living in a $1 million house. And when he had the pastor's appreciation, he said, yeah, you may hurt my heart because you didn't give me what I expected. He was probably expecting 500,000. He only got to 300,000.
And so his heart was hurt. He said, so what I do, I go pray and say, I'm going to do a better job this year. I know you are. You can't speak about sin, man. And God told me I was going to be rich. I said, what a fool. I can go on that whorehouse and preach like this. When I finish, you will probably be a handful. A few old mothers there. We'll say, baby, that's the truth. I haven't heard it like that since I was a young girl. And we don't want to hear that today. Truth, mercy and truth is what cleanses us from our iniquities. And we don't want the truth of Yahweh today. Father, if I'm not a man of sincere truth, remove me. I say that. I mean that. I understand what this old man says to me when he says, Pastor Roberts, I really need you. No one else. I understand what he says. Because it's got you around. Not that the person David is around. He understands what the Father has done in this man's heart. A corrupt thing like him, we are. And yet he sent something that Yahweh has done that is genuine. Everybody's not false. Everybody's not false. You may be false. You may be a deceiver and a liar, but everybody's not false. There are people with integrity. You may not have any, but I got integrity. I'm not a liar. I'm not a deceiver. Glory. I want to show you why there's no power of his love in your heart. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with Yahweh through Messiah, Yeshua, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of Yahweh. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation, great afflictions, that our patience are tried, also knowing that tribulation worketh patience. And patience experience, and experience hope. And he said that when a man gets this hope, it makes him not to be ashamed. Because the love of Yahweh is shed abroad in his heart by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. He said that man has the love of Yahweh because it's spread abroad in his heart. When something spread, when cancer spread, it takes over the whole body. And they cut them open and say, there's nothing we can do. Nothing. And when this anointing spread to the man's body, you will sense that in every fiber, every part of him. Why? Because Yahweh is love. Period. And because this, what we call love, is full of dissimulation, it is full of hypocrisy, because it's not the seed of Yahweh. It's not sent forth by His Spirit. We say, I'm Holy Ghost feel sanctified, Holy Ghost fire baptized, Holy Ghost feel. We have nothing. And that's the truth. Because the power of that administration is to spread abroad or to shed. It sheds it abroad in a man's heart. The fullness of his heart is encompassed or filled with that pure identity of Almighty Yahweh. That's what it is. And so that's why there's not a greatness of love. We have emotions and we call that love, but that's not love. We have feelings and we think it's based on feelings. That's not love. But the power of Yahweh, because He is love, there are three that bear record in heaven. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Rahu, the Spirit. The Spirit of Yahweh. They bear record in heaven. There's a record of them in the kingdom. And so when a man has that in his heart, then the power of Yahweh is spread abroad in him. He shifts that anointing. He shifts that power. And that's why we lack what He wants us to have. You don't give Him no time. You don't give Him no time. We got time for everything but Yahweh. Time for Walmart, Kmart. Time for our bellies to fill it, to feed it. We feed it half enough. We still feed it. It's never satisfied. You fill it with all kind of dainties and cookies and every kind of trash. Our souls are just like our natural bodies. You feed it with trash, it's going to look trashy. That's why we look like trashy. That's why there's no power of the simulation on our expression. There's no rejoicing. Why? Because there is no power of Yahweh in you. When there's a love for Him, just a thought of Him makes the heart rejoice. Make the expression, His light to shine upon one's countenance. So it's not there. That's what he's trying to do, because he said, you're foolish now. I'm going to try to clean you up. The only way I can do it, I have to do it. Can't leave it to no one else. I must do it. That's what was going to be done. Did not he do it in the first place? Did not the word become flesh or made flesh? Did he do it? He's going to have to do it. 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 And he has all confidence in himself. All confidence. And that's why he gives you the spirit, that you may have confidence in him. And once that power is shed abroad in your heart, you will love him more than you love anything upon the face of the earth. To love Almighty God with all my heart, soul, mind, and all thy strength. And to love thy neighbor even as thyself, upon these hinges the whole law of Yahweh. Everything. And that's why there's no righteous law in the hearts of his people today, because we truly don't love him. And don't tell me you love your neighbor. We love everything except what he says love. Glory. And that is the truth. Who do you think you are, preacher? Well, I'm just preaching the truth to you. You do realize that I'm that, a preacher. So I'm going to impart unto you those nuggets of truth. Don't you want to make it into the kingdom? I do. I want to go in. Just don't take your spirit away from me. Reprove me, rebuke me, chastise me, correct me. But just don't take your spirit from me. I remember when I got saved years ago, that was one song I loved, because it said, you can reprove me, rebuke me, chastise me. Just don't take your anointing away from me. Don't do that. We are the Samsons of this hour. He's given us power to judge. We're going to judge angels. That was the scripture says. And yet we have lost the ability to judge. That's why there was void and darkness upon the earth, because judgment was lost. And when there's judgment lost in your life there, you can look at your expression. You will see darkness there. You will see a voidness there. And that is the truth. When judgment is lost, you will see a darkness. You will see a deep-seated darkness in the presence of those there. That their forehead, their expression is one of darkness. And I can look at us and see that no judgment is there. We don't judge our intent, our motive, our heart, our purpose. And that's why there's a darkness there. Oh, you will judge me. Thank you. I bless you for that. Because in your judgment, it caused me to walk more gingerly. And to govern my steps according to his truth. I don't do anything that I have to hide. There's nothing I do I have to hide. Nothing at all. I don't have to hide what I do. I don't have to sneak and do it. I do it openly because my heart is sincere. I don't have to hide nothing. That is Yahweh's truth. And Paul said unto the saints of Corinth, 1 Corinthians chapter 6. I want to show you, if we are the sons of Yahweh, what our bodies are for. And for that only. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 and 20. He says, what know ye not, that your body is the temple of the Holy Ra'u, the Spirit of Yahweh, which is in you, which ye have of Yahweh, and ye are not your own? That is why he sent the power of that anointing, to let you know you're not your own. You're not your own. You don't predict your own past. You don't dictate your own laws. He has a law, and his laws are righteous laws. And we tell him, no, I don't belong to you. I belong to me. And so that's why we can do every kind of vow, corrupt thing there is. He said, know ye not that your body, what? You don't flee these kinds of things, fornications and sins and things of that nature. He said, your body is no more your own. It belongs to Yahweh. He said, for ye are bought with a price. He said, therefore glorify Yahweh in your body and in your spirit, which is Yahweh. Not only your body, but your spirit. What is the spirit? It is the life that brings forth life in the body. It is the life-bearing source of the body. So the life of your body ought to glorify him. Your body is not your own. It's been bought by a precious price. You don't take this body and join it with harlots and sin, fornicate, become religious. You don't do the body like that. Give your body over to that, you become a harlot. The body is not your own. So he must be glorified in the body and in your spirit. Now what is glorified? Every kind of fleshly deed, that's what's glorified, saints. Our flesh, the spirit of our lives, our corruption, our sins, our anger, our wrath, our indignation. It's not of Yahweh. It's sensual. It's devilish. It's of the earth. It's not of the Father. And unless he break the shackle of that bondage off you, you're going to die in your sins. And that's the truth. You're going to die in your corruption. It must be broken. It must be shivered. It must be. We have a love affection with these corrupt things. He tells us, if any man love the world, if your aspiration, you get happy with what the world offers, and those things, then the love of Yahweh is not in you. You can have with anything in the world, everything, it'll cause your soul to become very vexed as Lot, vexed as righteous old daily, seeing and hearing the wicked conversation of those folks in Sodom and Gomorrah. If any man love the world, then the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And these things are not of your way, but they are of the world. And any man love those things, anything in the world, I don't care what it is, he has no power to love of your way in him. And that's why we love the world. Things of the world. This trash of the world. That's all this filth and trash. That's all it is. Nothing. Nothing but trash, full of death. Full of death. I said to the saints of the morning that the generation between 18 and 29, they believe that it's quite well for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman. This is a very corrupt, that's a corrupt generation. Why do you think they're corrupt? Because the one that preceded them, they were full of their folly and their sins and their secret sins. And they've been passed on to that generation. That's all it is. You pass that sin on down to your sons and your daughter, your secret, vile, corrupt ways. You've been high-minded and thought you were more than what you are. And so you pass it right down to your sons and daughter, and it's going to manifest. Sure it is. It will manifest. Whether you believe that or not, it is going to manifest. And so that's why that generation is like that. Because the one before that was even more perverted. And so we are the parents of that generation. You that are in my age, we are the parents of that generation. 28, I would have a son 28 years old. 29, 30. We're the parents of that generation. We haven't taught them and brought them up in the fear and the admonition of Almighty Yahweh. Why? When the law is right in the house, you made provision for their wicked ways. It means what he says. And he tests the unclean things in the world. Come out of her, my people. He means what he says. This ecumenical spirit is a religious, corrupt, vile thing, and it's going to destroy many. Your body is the temple of Almighty Yahweh. Now look down in verse 13. I want to read this. At the same time, he said, meat for the belly, and the belly for meat, but Yahweh shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for Yahweh, and Yahweh for the body. And Yahweh hath both raised up Yahshua, and will also raise of us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Yahshua? Shall I then take the member of Yahshua and make them members of a harlot? Yahweh forbid. Now didn't Samson do that? He went into a harlot and he lost the power. He lost the anointing and didn't even know he had lost the anointing. And when you make this body a part of a harlot, you lose the anointing. And you don't even know you lost the anointing. Samson lost the anointing. He didn't even know he had lost the anointing. And he cried unto Yahweh at the end, just for your glory, one last time, give me that strength. And that's what he's going to take in this hour, just this last time. He redeemed the time. He redeemed the time. Because when he went into that harlot, he lost perspective on Yahweh. And that's what that harlotry spirit does. It moves your heart, your mind, your spirit away from Almighty Yahweh. Well, what is the power of the harlotry spirit? The belly. The fornicating of the belly is an unclean thing. Our bellies are unclean. They're lustful things. They're greedy things. Unsavory things. Love everything that is filthy, everything that is unclean. It doesn't love the clean things. It's not satisfied with nothing. Hell and destruction are never full. Neither is the heart of man ever satisfied. Can't satisfy it. Can't satisfy it. That's why we must walk in the Spirit. We must be led by Him. He's going to have a spiritual people. And I want to be a part of that. I do. I want to be a part of that. That's the truth. Paul said to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Now, if this has been a good thing tonight, I'll show what Scripture says. 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1. There's a verse that I want to read. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 13, I want to start. It's two verses. Paul said to Timotheus, he said, hold fast the form of sound words. You mean to tell me that words that are sound and words that are vain? Sound words and vain words. He said, hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me in faith and love, which is in Yahshua. He said, that good thing which was committed unto thee, he said, keep it by the Holy Ghost, which dwelleth in you. That good thing. When Yahweh commits a good thing to a man, when he commits his presence to a man, the only way you can keep that is by the holy anointing. That is why we hear things, and immediately our mind goes to trash and foolish and sinful things. But that good thing that Yahweh, the words, the sound words, when he commit them unto you, you have the anointing, you can keep them. How is it that we can hear, and we can walk right out of the presence of Yahweh and sin willfully? Something is wrong. Somewhere we have missed that. You see, those sound words have been spoken by me. You keep them by the power of Yahweh's anointing. Why? Because there are three that bears witness in the kingdom. The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Those are the three. They bear record. And they're one. They're one. For Yahweh is the mighty El. You can't no works be done but by Him. That's the truth. So help me, that is the truth. That is. So we keep those things that have been committed unto us by Yahweh and His anointing. When a man truly gets the power of the Spirit, Samson, listen to me, saints. Hear this, please. When he lost the anointing, what happened? He went what? Come on, saints. He went blind, didn't he? When a man has the anointing, I will show you what he does. The scripture says in Acts chapter 9, Samson lost the anointing, he went what? Blind. Acts chapter 9 and verse 16, I want to begin reading. Verse 15. Yahweh spoke unto Ananias. He said, go thy way, Acts 9:15, for he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name. Now, isn't that something? He's going to bear my name before the Gentiles and the kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Look what happens now in verse 17. And Ananias went his way, and he entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, he said, Brother Saul, Yahweh, even Yahshua, that appeared unto thee in the way as thou camest, has sent me that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And immediately there fell from his eyes as it had been scales, and he received his sight forthwith and arose and was baptized. When a man received that anointing, the scales are loosened off his eyes. He can see. When Samson lost the anointing, he went blind. They put his eyes out. This man was blind, Paul. He received the anointing, and the scales fell from his eyes. He could see. You don't have it. You can't see. You don't. You're taking us down a crooked path. I'm taking down the right path. His name is still Yahweh. And it will not change. Not for any of you. Glory. He said that the scales came off his eyes. When you truly get the anointing of Yahweh, the scales will come off your eyes. That fleshly, the way you see things fleshly, it will fall. You won't see it as a black man. You won't see it as a white man. You won't see it as a Jew. You won't see it as a Mexican. You'll see it as saints of Yahweh. That's what you'll see. You'll see brothers. You'll see sisters. You'll see saints. You'll see the body of Messiah. That's what you will see. He said immediately the scales fell. He was baptized. That what scripture says? It's simple, isn't it? And then it says this. And he was baptized. He rose and was baptized. And when he had received meat, he was strengthened.
Did Messiah not talk about the meat? He said, I have meat to eat that you know not of. And that meat is to do the will of the one that sent me and to what? Finish it. The scripture said he ate meat and he was strengthened. Then Saul, certain days with the disciples, which were in Damascus, at verse 20. And straightway he preached Yahshua in the synagogue that he is the son of Yahweh. But all that heard him was amazed and said, is not this he the one that destroyed them which called on the name in Jerusalem and come hither for intent that he might bring them bound to the chief priest? They said, aren't this the same woman we call on that name killed us? Bound us? He was blind. And when he received the anointing, Paul, he had a religious zeal. Zealous. Like we all have had. We've had a religious zeal. And it has been imparted into us by our religious practices. And Paul had one more greater than any man. He pushed beyond his peers. And we have a religious zeal. But when the power came down, with the power of Yahweh's anointing, it loosed the shackles of Paul's eyes. And it broke the scales off his eyes that he could see. And that's what the anointing of Yahweh does, that we can see and understand truth and receive the power of this truth to liberate our souls that we may walk in the light. That's what it will do. Preach to me, Father. I can sit down and someone preach to me. I rejoice in this because I know it's the truth. I can sit and listen to this and I will. See, when Brother Allen plays, when he plays, brother, when they put this on at night, I listen to it live during the night. I keep it on. So under the pillow, I listen to it because it gives me strength to believe that. So when a man truly believes what Yahweh says, he will not go forth and sin willfully. Nah, ain't no will in him to sin, for he has the spirit of Yahweh in him. He won't speak against that which his anointing is upon. He won't speak even against dignities and those things he don't understand. It's better to be quiet. As I was saying to my wife, and this is one thing about women, they have the ability to talk like no one else. And it's a lot of foolishness. And that's the truth, whether you sisters get mad at me or not. You talk foolishness. You don't talk about Yahweh, much of that in your mouths. A bunch of foolishness and trivial trash. What about you? I tell you what, hang with me for a day and you'll see. You wouldn't want to hang for me for the rest of the day. Because I do a lot of preaching and I do a lot of talking. I talk about him. Sure I do. Brother Ray and I get together, we don't talk about, if we talk about lawnmowers, it's all revolved around him. And we go back to him. That's what it should be. He should be our mind, our thoughts, our hearts, our love affair. We should be in love with him. And that includes Sister Robertson, your wife too. And that's the fact of it. That's a fact. Whether you like it or not. Just foolishness. Foolishness. And that is the truth. That's why she was overtaken in the garden because of her father. She wanted to play. And so what Yahweh did as he brought forth that one in the very powerful image. That's why Satan hates, he hates men. He hates a man. Now, not a boy, but a man. You must understand the difference between a boy and a man. A man is one who has the spirit of Yahweh, the anointing. He made man, then he breathed the breath of life and he became a living soul. It's not his physical stature. It's the law of the power of Yahweh working in the man. It's not how big, how strong. It has nothing to do with that. None whatsoever. It's the strength of the law that operates in a man. And that's why Yahweh put him head. Sure he did. That's why he did that. That's why he did it. And that's why the enemy hates that. So your precious wife, he will use you too. To try to destroy the power of that head. Glory. It says here, I want to read another verse here. Acts chapter 2. You see one that was filled with the Spirit? All the scales were removed, weren't they? And the one that lost the Spirit, he went blind. And Samson went blind. And Yahweh gave him a little light at the end that he would die in the faith. And that's what he's going to do with us. He's going to have to give us just a little light at the end. That's it. That we may die in the faith. That you may die in the faith. That's the truth. The scripture says in Acts chapter 2, it's a religious, wicked world today. There are not many that love Yahweh. And there are not many men of faith and daughters of Zion. That's the truth. Like what men say, there are not many. Not many. Few there be. Do you believe that? And there's not many. And there's a consist of your little sons and your daughters and your grandmama and your mama and your granddaddy. It doesn't consist of them. surrounded the people throughout the world that are Yahweh's house. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with all with one accord in one place. Now that is one thing you can't hardly get today. One accord. There's no unanimity, no unity of spirit. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a mighty power rushing wind. And it filled, first of all, it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled now with the Holy Ra'ul, the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other languages or tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And that dwell there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men, out of every nation under heaven. Now when this noise arose abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these men Galileans that speak Galilean? And how we hear every man in our own language, our own tongue, wherein we are born. Parthians and Medes and Elamites and dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Yorda and Cappadocia and Pontius and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia and Egypt and parts of Libya and Cyrene and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes, Arabians. We do hear them speak in our tongue the wonderful work of Almighty Yahweh. Now that's the power of the Spirit. It speaks of the wonderful works of Yahweh. It doesn't speak of the folly and foolishness of sin and fleshly aspiration. We need to get back to the cross and get it right. They were filled with the Spirit and they spoke the wonderful works of Yahweh. He has not given us the Spirit to speak this foolishness that we speak our tongues to be carried about with every strange god. But they spoke the wonderful works of Yahweh. Heal me, Father. I need His healing. I don't know about you, but I need His healing. I need the healing of Almighty Yahweh. The Scripture said, other mocking them, saying, these men are full of new wine. And look at what happened. Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judah, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be ye known unto you, and hearken to my words. For these are not drunken, as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. But this is which was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last day, saith Yahweh, I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. None of that today. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams, and all my servants and all my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heavens above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire, vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and noble day of Yahweh's coming. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call upon the name of Yahweh shall be saved. He was talking to a house of people that were called and elected. They call upon His name, they shall be saved, because they fear the wrath of Almighty Yahweh. When He imparts the power of the Spirit in us, it is to speak of His wonderful deeds, that men may know that this mighty Yah, this mighty El, is lifted up. We lift up sin, we lift up flesh, we lift up lust, we lift up everything but that name. Lift up everything but that. I want to show you how we are here in the book of Acts. The Acts of the Apostles, chapter 5. Acts chapter 5, verse 15. Acts chapter 5, verse 15. Look at what it says. Hear the word of Yahweh. Insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the street, and they laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. And there came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk, and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed every one. Now, a man, just one man with the power of the anointing. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is of the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. They were not filled with the Spirit, they were filled with the indignation, because they wanted to defend their religious thing. And I watched the folks defend their religious attitudes against truth. I watched them as they even turned their backs against me, because they were filled with indignation. He ain't right. No, he was right. His truth is right. They were filled with indignation, and they laid their hands on the apostles, and they put them into the common prison. So they try to bind. They try to bind the man of Yahweh. They try to bind his authority.
to speak the word with clarity and truth. And so they bound the apostles because they were not filled with the Spirit, but were filled with indignation. And that is what we are filled with today. When you always speak our sin, we're filled with indignation. We say, well, I know what I've got. The apostles thought they knew what they had, too. They saw mighty miracles and great signs, but they forsook him, too. And they all went their way. Sure they did. Do you understand? Have you gone out and cast out many demons and healed the sick, the dead raised? You've laid hand on them? Oh, you can be honest with yourself. They went and did all those things, didn't they? And when it came hour for that death, they forsook him. They all turned and ran. They all dead. Every last one of them. And Peter followed him afar off to see what would happen. And he even shed tears. And they went about doing their own thing, just like this world is doing. Just like these folks, they go and do their own thing. This is what I want to do. I want to be rich like the young rich ruler. You are. Any man that is rich and these world goods. And he showed his bowels of compassion. How do I tell you love of Yahweh in that man? He has no love. They don't know love. Because they're rich with a sumptuous living. You're going to see a lifestyle tomorrow. These pigs, they're going to eat like pigs too. They're going to have their pig table, their chitlins and everything else. Yahweh's not invited. And there's no day of Thanksgiving either. No, yeah, we're going to have school tomorrow. We're not going to participate in the trash. It's no day of Thanksgiving. It's pagan. Everything about it is pagan. They don't pray unto Yahweh. They pray unto their gods. And that's it. They have their table filled with chitlins and unclean things. Yeah, that's why the black folks will have chitlins. That's why they're sick the way they are. Blood pressure and everything else. The chitlins and all their filth. White folks will have their hams. No different at all. It's the truth. There's an offense that is coming because people don't have the anointing. And when the offense comes, then they will betray. When Messiah got out of the grave, he breathed upon all of them, and they received the infilling of the Holy Ghost. They received that power. And then on the day of Pentecost, they were filled. Zacharias, when Yahweh spoke unto him, when he told him his name is going to be Johanna, that was not according to the lineage, Yahweh took the anointing. He sealed his lips. And after he was born, the scripture tells us, he was filled. Filled, Zachariah. He was the chief priest. And he was filled with the Holy Ghost. And then his tongue was loose. And he began to speak. So he did. That's what scripture says. That's what scripture says. When Elizabeth came in to see Mary, the salutations, the child was in her lips. For it was filled with the Spirit of Yahweh from his mother's womb. Scripture says that Elizabeth, Mary was filled that she could do the will of Yahweh. When he said, go into Egypt, she was willing to go. Whatever. See, we don't have the anointing because we're not willing to do what he says. He said, deny, we can't deny. He said, crucify, you say, well, I don't want to kill that. And I like that part of me. I don't like anything about me. I like everything about him. Everything about you is corrupt. It's full of lies, sins. It's devious. It's wicked. It will lie. It will cheat. We do all those kinds of wicked things. But there's nothing about him that will lie, cheat. Everything about him is righteous. Everything about him is the law of righteousness. So you need to be filled with the Spirit. And it's not that crazy mess of window. That ain't no spirit. That's the spirit of deceit. No. That's trash. That's trash. No. 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 We've been taught that. And we believe that. It's not so. And this matter, you always have to say it. Show me scripture. It shows us the power of the Spirit, what it will do. Bring forth that identity of Yahweh. The lips began to acknowledge him. See, that's why many of you all can't even bless him. You can't talk about him because you have no anointing and you need it. And if you don't get it, you're going to be a religious thing on your way to hell. And that's just the truth. I'm talking to this house. Every last one of you. And that's the truth. And you're going to be full of pride and arrogance and say, not me. You're right, it's not you. Because he's not talking to you. He's only talking to his children. They are the ones that are foolish. They don't know him and they're sottish. They don't even know how to do good. The only thing they know is how to do evil. No one has to teach you how to do evil. I teach you how to lie. You just lie without anyone even telling you how to lie. That's one of the most corrupt spirits on the face of the earth. Can I say this to all you saints? Look, go home and study the scriptures. There's no spirit more vile than one lies and they know they're lying. That is the most filthiest spirit upon the face of the earth. It is a birth of darkness in one. Look at who it is. It's a filthy thing. You lie. It is filthy. Ain't nothing like that. But I despise that spirit. I can deal with a man committing adultery for it. Just don't lie. Tell me the truth. But a liar. Ain't nothing like a perverted liar. It's a man that tells the truth and you get your mercy. But a liar. That is one of the most corrupt, filthiest spirits upon the face. You got to begin to govern your soul. When you can lie without any impunity and don't even think and don't have no guilt about that, you're a corrupt thing. You're filthy. There ain't nothing you won't do. Nothing. I can deal with a man committing adultery. A young man commit. Just tell me the truth. Did you do it? Yes, sir. I can deal with that. But don't lie. Don't lie. There's nothing more insidious than that corrupt thing. Because it is the birth and the seed of Satan in one. When you lie, you're of your father, the devil. And he's the one that is orchestrating that power in you to do that. Just don't lie. No liar is going to tarry before him. And I hate liars. I don't even want to talk. Get away from me. Get away from me, liar. Just tell me the truth. When I talk with the truth, I say, tell me the truth. Just don't lie to me. You tell me the truth, it breaks my heart. Yes, it does. Is he honest with us? If his spirit is in us, then we have that immutability. We cannot lie. We lie because there's an unclean thing in us that makes us lie. It makes us lie. And there ain't nothing more filthy. You that have trouble with your lying, you better get before Yahweh and tell the truth because you're going to hell. You're going to hell and you are filthy, unclean. It's one thing I can tell you all saints. I have practiced this with my wife. I haven't been a liar. I haven't tried to deceive her. I've been honest even in my own failure as a husband. I've been honest. Because of that, I can live honest with her. You get a liar, they will do anything. You can't trust them. So you really got to study the scriptures and be filled with the Spirit. It breaks the shackles. It loosens, cause the eyes to see. One lost the anointing and went blind. One was blind, received the anointing. And he straightaway preached and testified of the power of this great Messiah. And that's what the anointing does. May Yahweh bless you. His anointing rests upon you. You're going to need to preach in this hour. You're going to need that. You're going to need a preacher above all things. Sure, you're going to need a preacher. It's good to have a preacher. It's good. I'm going to do that. Bless you, Brother David. I'm going to do that until there's no breath to do it anymore. And I feel very vibrant and strong. I have effervescence and strength to do it. I do. I do. I feel just as strong spiritually as I do naturally. And I feel like a strong man tonight. Strong. So may his peace rest upon you. His anointing fill your heart. Be faithful unto him. That's what you do. And be filled with the Spirit. And not with indignation and lies. Stop your lying. You don't understand the thing, don't say anything. You don't know how to talk about it, don't even talk about it. But just don't lie. It's nothing more filthy than a liar. It's filthy. I hate that. I can't stand a liar. I've dealt with men. I said, did you do that, brothers? Yeah, I did it. I've dealt with men that have committed fornication, women, adultery. And because they were honest. No, I wouldn't tell you. But because of their honesty and the purity, only thing you do is cry with them, and that's all right. Just be honest. That's all. Just be. Don't lie. Don't lie about nothing. Because when you lie, there's a seed of corruption, and Satan knows it's there, and he's not going to do anything to eradicate that. And you're always not going to do anything unless you begin to confess it. So you must confess your fault and your sins and your lies. If you will lie on one brother, you'll lie on any brother or sister. You lie on a brother, you lie on anybody. You lie on a sister, you lie on anybody. And that's just the truth. I don't care what you think, that's the truth. A lie you will lie on anyone. I don't know why I'm saying that, but it's good I'm saying it, really. We've been liars. That's the truth. So now tell the truth. Walk in the light as he is the light. You don't have to lie. You don't have to lie.
All these years I practiced that with my wife. I've never been given over to that spirit. Even when I've said things to her that most women want to bop their husband inside the head. But because I was that honest with her and told her the truth, then I was free. That's why I've been free from things that most men have been bound by. Not that I'm better than any man, but I've been honest. I've been honest. I'm having a problem with this. All right then. I understand. Let's pray. And so there's nothing like the integrity of honesty. It's a pure thing. Is God always honest with us? He tells us every sin, everything we do. There ain't nothing like what a man, a woman has that they can be honest. You don't have Yahweh in you, you can't be honest with no one. I don't know why I'm saying that, but Yahweh knows. It's something you all need to work on. So be honest with your husband, your wife. You pray with them, wife. You pray with them, husband. I've done that. I practice those things. I practice what I preach. Jose, practice what you preach. And I practice what I preach. I believe it works. It works. But Sister Robert was a liar. She lied to me. But fella, she lied. I don't like that. Don't lie to me. Just tell me the truth. And that's what Yahweh wants. Just be honest with him. No good, down for nothing, good thing. Father, help me. I need your anointing to help me. I'm filthy man. Think filthy. Act filthy. Liar. Help me, Yahweh. See, with that kind of honesty, he can help you. Confessing your faults. Yeah. He tells him to do that, to confess our faults one to the other. And we're so full of pride, we don't want to do that. Yeah, it should be prayed for. That's what testimony for. You get him and say, you know, I would this and I would this and I had problems that the Lord delivered me. And I'm so glad the Lord delivered me. That's what the Father wants. Messiah, when he had his battle, he said, could you not pray with me? Could you not pray with me 1 hour? He knew he was struggling, so he needs someone to pray for him. And so do you too. You need someone to pray with you. They say, as long as he knows he can keep doing foolish things. I said to brother out in the day when they go to the library, no fiction books. All nonfiction. Nah. Something real. So what's wrong with their minds now? False stuff. I like real stuff. And he is real. There's no one that's real but Yahweh. No other God that's real. Yahweh is the only real one. He's the mighty El. The mighty one. That created the gods. He is. And I'm glad I know him. This filthy world is full of filth. That's all it is. That's all it is. So we're going to have a good meal tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. Good fellowship. I was hoping it would be a little chilly. We can start the fire, but it's going to be warm, 70 degrees. It's going to be wonderful. The brothers, I'm always glad when they're home. I really am. I love the brothers. I do. I love you sisters, too. Yeah, I love the sisters just like I do the brothers. But I like talking to brothers. I do. I like talking to sisters too, but I like talking to brothers more. I like brothers. Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. And I like talking to the brother. It's like a precious anointing. And I like talking to the brother. And I'm glad when they're here. I am. I really am. I had to go out there and work. I'm glad Brother James and all the brothers are here. You always bless them all this week. They've done good. See, we got the pad poured out there. The man came today. He said, look, we got 10 yards of concrete on this truck. I said, I'm not going to pay you. All I want is what we ordered. He said, the man said, call him. So I said, call him, Brother Allen. The man said, well, I tell you what, whatever you need, just use it. If you need more than six, just use everything. Just get enough concrete. I know it's more than 6.5 yards there. I said, okay, then we thank you for that. But I'm not going to give you one nickel more than what I asked for. So we just poured it until we filled that place up and it's ready to go. Well, what Brother James those brothers went out. Brother Kevin went and helped them and all them. They make a couple hundred dollars next week. I'm going to buy some blocks. I'm going to start laying that building. I'm going to build that building. They're out working. I'll build it. Get old Brother Randy. Be my neighbor. Old Brother Jerry in school. He gets out. He can give me a little hand. I'm going to build that. Because we're going to sing to Yahweh's glory. We're going to sing songs. We're going to record them. Even Lisa. We're going to sing. And we're going to play his music. And we're going to send it off to brothers and sisters that want to hear it. We're going to sing to his glory. Not this trash on this. I saw a woman. I get this, what this called from a Christian book. This woman, she's supposed to be a gospel singer. She got on a cutout top, a belly button showing. And she just, you know, just a very seductive. This is filthy, saint. You all listen to some of these old crazy radio stations. You better stop listening to that trash. You need to put something in that thing. That's what's wrong with you. You need to stop listening to that trash. I went up the other day. I heard something up there. I said, man, I had to just stand still and just listen. I said, what if these young men listen to that trash? Something wrong with you all. I'm telling you the truth. That's filthy. They don't even use they don't even use God now. It's a sensual song. It's a carnal song what they sing now. Because they're trying to bring in everyone. I don't know how you listen to it. It gives me the creeps. I'd rather just do what the scripture says because I'm filled with the spirit. Singing songs, making melodies in my heart. I'd rather sing. I can sing. I sing all the. I love to sing. And I'm not ashamed to sing. I don't care how it sounds to you. I just want to sing. Well, you don't hit the notes right. I hit the notes right because I'm singing. So you make melodies. This, some of this trash. I wouldn't even listen to that. It's trash. Trash. Rock and all this crazy mess. You can't buy a decent CD. If you buy one, they've only got one song on that's worth listening to. The rest of them are not even worth listening to. So you all better begin to purify your mind and sanctify yourself with that trash. And your parents don't even let them listen to it. I won't let them play it in the house. It's not good. May Yahweh bless you. We're going to have a wonderful time. Be encouraged, saints. No one has to go to work tomorrow, so we get up and have prayer. Just have a wonderful time. May Yahweh bless you. Let us stand to our feet. I'm glad you all are here tonight. Father, we thank you for all things in Messiah's name. Bless your people. Bless all the saints as they journey home. Give them rest and comfort, I pray. In Messiah's name. Yahweh bless you.